This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Howard Wilkinson joins us with an update from the Democratic National Convention. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hello, Mark.
Jesse Jackson spoke to the Ohio delegates today with a message about this election. What did he tell them?
Well, Jesse got up before the Ohio delegates this morning and was warning them to beware of what he calls Republican attempts to suppress the vote, particularly among minorities and other groups that traditionally vote Democratic. And he said that they stole the election in 2000, and we're not going to let them steal it again. And that's, you know, that's Jesse's point of view.
And was this a message specifically for Ohio because of all the things we have going on right now about the election?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. All the lawsuit that's up in Northern District of Ohio, John Houston's order limiting hours of early voting and that sort of thing. I mean, it's specifically about Ohio, but also about other states like Pennsylvania and some other states that have put some restrictions in place.
Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland also spoke to them about Ohio's importance to the election, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He predictably said that Ohio is a key. Ohio is a microcosm. If you shrank America into one state, it would be Ohio because of the diversity of the state. And that's why we're getting so much attention. That's why it's a linchpin. That's why it's a battleground state. That's why possibly it could decide this election.
And that's why we're getting so many campaign visits, because I believe Joe Biden's going to be in Ohio over the weekend.
Absolutely. He's going to be all over southern Ohio and eastern Ohio as well.
Now, when Governor Strickland is speaking, is he saying whether he intends to run again for Ohio governor?
Well, he's been a bit coy about it. I mean, he said that he has thought about it. He hasn't made a decision, that he'd probably make a decision by the end of the year. And he recognizes the fact that there are other Ohio Democratic political figures who are looking at this, like Richard Cordray, the former attorney general, Tim Ryan, the congressman from Akron, Ed Fitzgerald, who's a county executive in Cuyahoga County. And, you know, there are any number of potential gubernatorial candidates in 2014, but I think Ted Strickland has to be counted pretty much at the top of the list.
And, of course, the big moment of the convention is tonight when President Obama accepts his party's nomination. What do you think he needs to accomplish in his speech tonight?
Well, I think what he's going to try to do is, you know, the theme has kind of been this one-word theme of forward. And you see it on signs. You see people wearing buttons that say forward. And I think what he's going to have to do is explain, what does forward mean? What does it mean in terms of the policy? What would he do specifically about the economy and job creation and national debt if we give him another term in the White House?
Now, they moved the location for the president's speech, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They moved it from the Carolina Panthers outdoor football stadium back into the basketball arena where they've held it the first two nights, because of predictions of possibility of rain. And guess what? It is raining in Charlotte right now, although I've checked the radar, and it looks like it's going to pass fairly quickly, and most of the evening will be dry, but they were right. It's raining, and right now there would have been thousands of people sitting in that football stadium getting drenched.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay, Mark.
Howard Wilkinson is covering the Democratic National Convention, which wraps up tonight. You can read more of his insights and observations at the new WVXU.org.